In the news update for Saturday, May the 21st, 2022, on this early morning edition, part two. Let's continue on with the InfoWars show with Alex Jones, starring him. And you can catch this wonderful broadcast on the voice, True Voice of Freedom, the Freedom Network, on XM Radio. You can catch us on FM. You can catch us across the internet and on all podcasting venues where you subscribe for your content daily. And of course, if you're looking for our name of our podcast, if you don't catch us on the radio, it's Top Headlines, National and International News Stories. Okay? So that's where you can find our podcast. So just type it in your search browser, just like the way it sounds. Capitalize each letter, except in stories, it's lowercase. I just wanted to be different. Here we go. Let's continue on with the show.
Power in 47, we have to reverse that and say that's wrong. Same guy gave us the CIA in 47. But now they're making their move. So we're already signed on to it, so there doesn't even need to be a ratification, they're saying, to put us under implementation. But here's the thing. The CDC said last year they were controlling all rents in America and that they could lock up anybody they wanted, but the courts, the people said no. So just because these criminals say something doesn't mean it's gospel. And that's what's really in the news, is the press releases from last week. The WHO and the UN are under the command of the World Economic Forum, the Davos Group, which is the Bilderberg Group. We have lived to see the Bilderberg Group with a medical scare, with a virus they created, with poison shots, making their move on civilization now. How incredible is that? Big article breaks this down. Biden handing over U.S. sovereignty to the World Health Organization. Here's another one. Climate Marshall Plan. Worldwide lockdowns, shutdown of all fossil fuels, UN joins World Economic Forum, called to end oil, gas, and coal use, period, which would kill billions. UN chief calls for climate Marshall Plan. What did Prince Charles 5 months ago call for? A worldwide military operation to end carbon. We exhale carbon dioxide. Plants then produce oxygen. It's the carbon cycle. We're carbon-based life forms. Talk about aliens. I mean, these people are attacking the very life system of the Earth, all that stored up carbon from the ages. Now that we're terraforming back up into the atmosphere, right when carbon dioxide levels were lowered 500 years ago. It's as if God had it all planned. Here is Prince Charles first. Then we'll get to clip 11, 9, and 5, talking a few months ago about this worldwide military action with more money than's ever been spent in the world to transform the planet, but not to innovate, but to shut off the infrastructure.
So, ladies and gentlemen, my plea today is for countries to come together to create the environment that enables every sector of industry to take the action required. We know this will take trillions, not billions of dollars. We also know that countries, many of whom are burdened by growing levels of debt, simply cannot afford to go green. Here we need a vast military-style campaign to marshal the strength of the global private sector. With trillions at its disposal, far beyond global GDP, and with the greatest respect, beyond even the governments of the world's leaders, it offers the only real prospect of achieving fundamental economic transition.
It's all about massive depopulation, all about central banks controlling the free market to bankrupt you for a social credit score. Now that's Charles months ago. Here is Charles currently yesterday.
Necessary, and we build again in a greener, more sustainable, more inclusive way, then we will end up having more and more pandemics and more disasters from ever accelerating global warming and climate change. So then we will end up having more and more pandemics and more disasters.
So what he's saying is, it comes out of the jungles because you're bad. No, it comes out of Wuhan. You cooked it up with Bill Gates. So let us kill you. Let us cut your energy off. Let us depopulate. Or we're going to release more viruses. Now, here is Tedros, the head of the WHO, literally paid off by Gates, saying he trusts Bill Gates and Bill Gates is running things. Here it is.
I have known Bill and Melinda for many, many years now, and have been working with them very closely, not as a DG, but when I was in Ethiopia working in the Ministry of Health and later on. Their commitment, I mean, these two human beings, it's amazing. You know, having people like Bill and Melinda with big heart to support humanity, it's something we should cherish. I have seen them in action, and I have seen the outcome of all they have been trying to do. And you know what I always say? If we can have more people like them. People who really genuinely support. People who have that big heart and bring humanity before anything. So that's what I would like to assure you. And
I can't listen. He goes on to say he trusts him and Bill Gates for everything. The clip's on InfoWars. I can't listen anymore of it. Bill Gates says he wants to depopulate you. Bill Gates pays no taxes. Bill Gates has everything tax exempt. Bill Gates is a criminal. Who's a censor and anti-American and pro-communist China. And we're being told he should run our lives. That's what Tedros goes on to say. I just can't listen anymore of it. Here's the Bank of England. Well, we can't have time for it. I'll play it when we come back. Admitting, what's the term they use? Bank of England chief warns over, quote, apocalyptic food prices because of the lockdowns. So they trigger all this. They're going to flood the first world with the refugees and then pose as a savior and talk about the big heart. He also talked about the big heart of Bono that raises billions off helping Africa and gives 1%. 1.1%. It's just disgusting scum, like the most sociopathic, psychotic people on earth, and they're just up there betting on us being ignorant, betting on us not being aware of who they are. Well, we're awake, Tedros, so look out. You too, Bill Gates. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find...
It's 1995, and InfoWars launches the last of America's counter-globalist probes. In a freak mishap, InfoWars.com and Alex Jones are blown out of their trajectory into an orbit which freezes his life support systems and returns Alex Jones to Earth 25 years later.
Transdimensionally over the space-time continuum through full space, where people are extremely lazy. The social engineers are there laughing. What we envisioned 100 years ago, 20 years ago, is now reality. While the society unravels, men run around totally frantic, not knowing how to be men, and women run around frantic, not knowing how to be women, and they don't understand that it's an animating contest of life, and that it's fulfilling to be informed, it's fulfilling to be involved, it's fulfilling.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
And then, I'm afraid the one that I'm going to sound, I guess, rather apocalyptic about is food. So when I was in Washington at the IMF World Bank spring meetings a month or so ago, and you know, we had the Ukrainian finance minister there. I did spend most of my time in meetings. People think I spent most of my time walking out of meetings. I didn't actually, but only when the Russian finance minister came on. But I have to tell you that, I mean, I think this is a big concern, because I think two things that the Ukrainian finance minister said. One is Ukraine does have food in store, but it can't get it out at the moment. Two, while he was optimistic about crop planting, you know, as you know, Ukraine is a major supplier of wheat, major supplier of oil, cooking oils. And he said, you know, he was pretty optimistic about planting, interestingly, but he said at the moment, you know, we have no way of shipping it out. As things stand, the moment it's getting worse. And that is a major worry. And it's not just, I have to tell you, a major worry for this country. It is a major worry for the developing world as well. And so if I had to sort of, sorry for being apocalyptic for a moment, but that is that's a major concern.
Apocalyptic. Apocalyptic, says the head of the Bank of England. But did you hear that the lockdowns caused it? Oh, no, it's Russia, it's Ukraine. Well, that's just a cherry on top. And Australia and other countries say, we're going to sign on to this UN treaty, but they won't even release the treaty, but they tell us what the treaty is. And it's a worldwide corporate technocracy. And that's what we're discussing here on this Thursday, May 19th broadcast. I'm going to hit more news now. There's a lot of it to get to, but I just want to illustrate that what we're dealing with here are individuals and groups that are fundamentally hateful and that are fundamentally ruthless and who at a base level hate everybody, including their own families. And that's why they tell you all day America is racist and bad, is because the idea of America, which was never fully implemented but partially implemented, was so great compared to every other system that they can't deal with it. They can't compete with it. They don't know how to respond to a system where, hey, I'm confident in myself. I'm confident in my abilities. And I think if you're competent and you're smart and you build a great business or a great invention or make great food or a great farmer or a great teacher, or a great artist, a great pastor, a great leader, that your wealth increases my wealth. I mean, I know that's how wealth works. Everybody knows that. So why are they setting up a system where they cut off the carbon and cut off the wealth? That's because they can't compete with you, ladies and gentlemen. Pastor Spell last hour read an Ayn Rand quote that was really powerful that I remember reading many years ago. I hadn't read since. That we should probably try to find later and play a clip of on air because I can't quote the whole thing just from memory. But when those that don't produce are pointing their finger at people that do produce and trying to guilt us into submission to them, you know you are in a very bad situation. And that's really what we do here, is we raise the alarm and we try to convince people from a historic and economic and cultural and religious spiritual perspective that the only thing you can lose at is not taking action. The only way you lose is not by being engaged. Now you can reverse that and say, well, the 1983 movie War Games, what a strange game. What a strange game. The only way to win is not to play. Yes, exactly. We shouldn't play in the violence. We shouldn't play in the riots. But we should be fully, totally, absolutely engaged every day, challenging the lies of the corporate media. And the good news is we've kicked their butts. The good news is they're dead politically. No one's buying what they're doing, but they're still in control. So what do you do if you're in control of the finances and the infrastructure, but everybody hates you? Do you give up? Do you go away? Do you reform yourself? Well, that's a smart thing to do. You become a human. No, they don't do that. They double and triple and quadruple and quintuple down, and then they do it again. And so that's why we're in such a dangerous position. I'm just going to say this now to the listeners, and I really mean this from my fundamental core. I know the power of the individual reaching out and working with other individuals, because all of our great successes has been a collective success with all of you. But beautiful souls, individuals, working together for that change, that is what you did. And I never know if it's my last broadcast with the things that are going on in this country and the world. I think you understand that. And that's why I want to take time out again with all the news and all the clips and all the things I've got to cover. I've only covered like a third of the news. I don't say this because I'm lacking time or I got too much time. I say it because it's so real. You know who you are that have spoke up for InfoWars. You know who you are that have prayed for this operation. You know who you are that have bought products and made donations. And I want to thank those of you that have done that, particularly in the last month, as I gave it to God. And I said, God, I can't keep buying product into the future to fund our operation. Do I just spend the money we got, tell the audience we're going to shut down in 9, 10 months, 12 months maximum? And do I just let people know we've run our course? But I don't believe we've run our course. And I've just had amazing internal confidence at my core that God does not want this fight to stop, and God does not want InfoWars to be a relic of the past, though what we've said and done is going to be powerful in the future. But God has our most important work to happen currently, in the present, and into the future, and in the past, because without a band.video, they will flush all the previous shows we predicted everything on. That has such an awakening effect. And so it's our past work now being presented in the current and the future that is really the most important. And it is all of you and your support to pay for the hundreds of thousands of dollars of bandwidth a month that have allowed this new great awakening to happen. And so you can look in the mirror tonight. You look in the mirror right now and just know that you did amazing things. And I believe our greatest days have just begun. Stay with us. InfoWars. Scene. And I've got two clips. TV viewers will be able to see these. Radio listeners, I'll describe them for you, that are also on InfoWars.com that are just so illustrative and documentary of everything we're talking about. Obviously, China under Rockefeller, Bill Gates, Carnegie, CIA control 27 months ago did the big fear-mongering. All the theater, the people being welded in their houses, the people being taken to camps, to set the precedent of this is how you respond. And now the UN treaty is coming in that codifies that into world law. But we got new clips. This is on the Chinese news. They're very proud of this. Of 18-wheeler-sized fire trucks. Roll the B-roll now. Driving down the streets in major cities, spraying disinfectant on the streets in the middle of high noon. Now, why is that so important? Well, any virus, particularly coronavirus, is very weak, dies in about 3 seconds of direct sunlight. Indoors, in water droplets, it can live about 2 minutes. You look those studies up. It is a known fact that within 2 to 3 seconds of sunlight, the COVID-19 virus and all its variants, like vampires at high noon, are fried. Just like you lay out the sun for 30 minutes when you get out of tan, you get burned. It kills them in seconds. They have locked down cities, 40 million people in just one city alone, 30 million in another, 400 million total, and they've got giant bus-sized fire trucks driving around spraying the street. And they have people that go down the street and spray disinfectant in the air, all theater, while everyone is locked up inside their giant coffin apartments. Now, some people for 6 weeks. Mass suicide death, a giant exercise in martial law, and people that have been welded in and stockaded in to these gulags. Here's an image video of people with rope ladders escaping to get food after almost 6 weeks inside the buildings. While the government drives around and people in bunny suits spraying disinfectant on the streets as if there's a virus there, all for show, all an exercise of insanity. And then we have the numbers I covered earlier. New Zealand, Israel, all the highest vaccinated places have the highest rates of death, illness, hospitalization, you name it. We know exactly what's going on. And so you've got to ask yourself, with the behavioral psychology, what is the point of that with fire trucks driving around spraying soap disinfectant on the roads while everyone's locked down? There's not a person on the street. It's mass insanity. It's communism. It's a giant open-air lunatic asylum.
That's crazy.
What is the communist Chinese dictator getting their population ready for? Why do they have giant robot drones flying around spraying chemicals into the air? You want an image of dystopia? You want an image of what's coming here? China is hallmarking itself. China is signaling to the WEF, the Davos Group, that they are ready to implement the total tyranny now. The images of them hog-tying people with electrical tape and taking them away because they're not submitting. All through the social credit score because they didn't behave themselves. How would the Chinese government roll out and arrest and kill millions of its opposition? Well, the uniform is the white lab coat. It is the white bunny suit and the mask covering the face. Whether you're stealing an election as 2,000 mules or whether you're taking somebody to a death camp where their organs will be harvested, it's all being done as an exercise to see, will the population go along with their own extermination?
Protocol.
And that's where we are.
Yeah. We don't want to go along.
And you have to understand, the whole blueprint was co-written by the Davos Group, by Bill Gates, by the CIA, Carnegie Endowment, look it up, by the Rockefeller Foundation. And you got to ask yourself, where is this going to end? How is this going to end? And the answer is in sheer madness. As the communist Chinese prepare to invade and take over Taiwan, as they've already taken over Hong Kong, and as they become an example for the world of how to live under this abject tyranny. So when Prince Charles says we need a global military operation, a global Marshall Plan, the biggest thing in the world to save the Earth from carbon, well, have you looked at yourself? Have you gone and looked up what you're made up out of?
Carbon.
You're made out of carbon.
People say that.
You are carbon.
Everything has
and war, biomedical world government depopulation tyranny has been declared on you. And have you ever wondered, if you hadn't seen the film Endgame or hadn't researched what we've covered, have you ever wondered how they do it? How they'd roll out a world ID, how they'd roll out disappearing people to camps, how they'd roll out robots flying around the sky and spraying chemicals everywhere, how how would they do it? And you now know how they do it. And what did Prince Charles say? I played the clip at the start of the hour. If you don't give in to world government, more viruses will come out of the jungle and kill you. He's saying, submit to us, let us lock you down, and then the viruses won't kill you anymore. But we know that this was a beta test, and that once we allow them to lock everything down, they are going to drop the proverbial hammer on our heads. When we come back, the latest in Ukraine, the latest on Biden and what he has planned for the midterms, the latest on Governor DeSantis, and so much more. And then we're going to have Paul Joseph Watson from England hosting the fourth hour today. And then at 3 o'clock Central Time, in an hour and 17 and a half minutes, Owen Schroyer will take over the war room. And every day we're on air is precious. Every day we're able to tell the truth is precious. Every day you send new people here to find out what's really happening, to understand the big end game, is precious. And that's why I'm very honored and blessed to be here with you, and very thankful to all of you, because our job is to become very easy, because it's about to all get right out in the open.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense.
Gas is going up even more.
Yes.
I'm seeing it like close to $5 even in some parts of Florida. It was probably about $4.15 just a couple weeks ago, so it's going up. And, they're not doing energy in the United States. Now they say they want to get oil from Maduro in Venezuela, which all that's going to do is just line his pockets, and actually it'll help Russia. They're always talking about, Russia and Putin. Well, they have a very close relationship with Maduro and Putin, and so they're doing that. They'll vet OPEC, but they will not do more energy in the United States, and the result is that they really reduce our ability to be energy independent and produce our own energy. They're canceling oil and gas leases in places like Alaska, and the people that have to fill up their gas tanks are the ones that are paying the price for those bad policies. And so I think what Elon Musk said the other day about, whoever puts that stuff into the teleprompter is kind of who the president is, because you just never know. But this is a huge failure, and it's really difficult for a lot of people. And we have not even hit summer driving season yet. So I think you're going to see it, unless they reverse course, you're going to see it over $5 a gallon for unleaded. And in places like California, probably like $7 or $8 because of all the taxes they have.
So you caught the problem with what DeSantis said, right? He's a good guy. I like him. Oh, it's bad policy. They don't know what they're doing. It's being reported that they're programming Oregon gas pumps at $10 a gallon now. That's in the news. So they're getting you ready for that. Now, something DeSantis said that was totally true was that Biden should get an honorary membership in the drug cartels for what he's done on the southern border. Here it is.
Border communities are just getting killed down in southern Texas, with everything coming in. And, honestly, Biden should be given an honorary membership in the Mexican drug cartels, because nobody has done more to help the cartels than Biden with his open border policies. And so it's a total disaster. It's been a disaster, I fear, with Title 42. If they do repeal it, I think things are fixing to get even worse.
But it's a disaster that was planned. And every senator and House member that's decent, like DeSantis, keeps saying, oh, they're idiots. The left doesn't know what they're... No, this is an exact plan to collapse the third world, flood the first world, ship in all the fentanyl. All of this is a formula of George Soros and the New World Order. So I want to commend all the listeners, and you know who you are, that have supported us and donated and bought products at InfoWarsStore.com, because we're toe-to-toe with Soros. We're toe-to-toe with the New World Order. Most people are scared to do it. I'm scared to not fight them because I realize where they're taking us. And because of you, we're still on air. So you know who you are, those that have been donating. I want to thank you so much for what you've done, because I have a great crew. And we're doing a lot of research, a lot of ways to fund things around here. And a lot of ways to cut costs. And nobody told me we were 3 months behind on our bandwidth bills because the money wasn't there. And I said, well, we have that Bitcoin somebody gave us. We already cashed half of it, and I was trying to wait till it went back up, but that will pay the bill. And I was like, tell me, because I don't want to be on payment plans with the people supporting me. That's how close down the line we were, but your donations and your support and what you've done has kept us on air, so I thank you. Now, a lot of people sent me this, and it was trending, I guess, 2 days ago on Twitter. I didn't see that. I got sent screenshots of it. But Alex Jones was right. It was trending again. They were skywriting it over L.A. with five airplanes. It was amazing. But what was trending was this big study. They got studies in the U.S. They got studies in Africa. They got studies in Asia. They got studies in Latin America, Central, South America. That just a little bit of atrazine creates total feminization of male frogs, and then they're attracted to the same sex people, and the media makes jokes. Oh, well, gay frogs are cute. Why are you against them? It's because they die. They go extinct. I guess the left's going to tell us there's too many frogs now because they're carbon-based. So the frogs are a canary in the coal mine. The frogs are a canary in the coal mine. They are a example of where we are. Here's a big study. Atrazine induces complete feminization and chemical castration in male African clawed frogs. And again, these studies have been out for a while. There's new studies out on it. And it shows what it does. We got Berkeley studies. We got studies out of Toronto. We got studies out of South Africa. We've got it all, ladies and gentlemen. And it does this to humans as well. That's why genitals, I don't care if you're black or white, are a third the size they were of a 1960s male. So the media makes jokes about that a few months ago when I gave the example of, you know, if your daddy's Johnson was a foot long, yours is 6 inches long. And if yours was 6 inches, your son will be 3 inches. And the one with that won't even have a penis. So we make jokes about that all day long, but this isn't a game.
People.
And you can say, okay, well, who cares? Well, we're sterilized. And the sperm counts are down 96% in North America. I think God designed us with millions of sperm each time, so there's still some get in there. But you wonder about the autism and the cancer rates and all of it. That's what's going on here. And they had all these other chemicals they could put in the fuel. But they choose atrazine because it specifically causes complete feminization and chemical castration in male African clawed frogs and other frogs. And why is that? Well, the frogs live in the water. The frogs have thin skin. It gets into their bloodstream. But it does the same thing to different degrees to every single species that this happens to. And so we've had all the late night comedy shows from Colbert to Fallon to Kimmel. You've seen the clips. Say, Alex Jones is really dangerous. He claims there's chemicals in the food and water. He claims there's liner in the soft drink cans that has bisphenol A and other chemicals in it that lower fertility. But that's what the studies show. Type into a search engine, plastic liners in food containers causing lower sperm counts, causing hormonal disturbances. Girls, on average, used to go into puberty at 13. The U.S. national average is about 9. 3-year-old girls are now having periods. 5-year-old girls are now getting pregnant because these chemicals hyper-feminize females and feminize males. And this is one of the big central issues that we're talking about. So, out of one side of their mouth, they're telling you it doesn't exist, don't look into it. But out of the other side of their mouth, they're saying, okay, it's the plastics causing their infertility. And you can say, well, there's too many people, and pretend you're part of the power structure, but it gives you cancer, it gives you so many other problems. They are targeting all of us together right now. We are being hit by chemical and biological attack. Anyone that has survived COVID or the poison shots is a survivor of a biological, nanotech, synthetic, genetically engineered system. And that's just the facts. So I don't know what you're supposed to do or even what I'm supposed to do. I'm just going to warn people. And I just feel sorry for the people that lie about us and attack us and try to shut us down when all we're trying to do is get people to start being concerned about the real issues that face humans on this planet and what's coming next if we don't. Now, Paul Joseph Watson is scheduled to take over here. He'll take over next segment. And I hit a lot of the news today, but there's a lot I didn't cover. So we'll be filing some special reports and more at Man.Video and Infowars.com. But this Zero Hedge article is very important. Biden administration anticipating wave of summer violence over Roe v. Wade. CNN and the Justice Department are now reporting that the violence in the Capitol is by anti-abortion advocates when none of that's true. So they've deliberately turned up the temperature by announcing a leak of this draft.
Yeah, they did that on purpose to get things going.
When they already had it ready over a year ago.
Yeah.
To try to change the subject in the election away from inflation, open borders, world government, on to abortion just as a distraction. I don't think abortion is a distraction. I'm saying they're using it as a distraction.
Right.
All right, the War Room is in T-minus 62 minutes. We're going to go to break in the fourth hour. Paul Watson always kicks ass. He takes over. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. I want to thank all our supporters again.
Worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live. It is the Summit News Hour on this 19th of May 2022. Huge raft of subjects coming up over the course of the next hour. Of course, big in the news is the fact that the Queen of Disinfo has been dethroned. Big Sis is big sad. That is, of course, the would-be leader of the Department of Homeland Security's Ministry of Truth, having to be wrapped up, suspended, kiboshed, basically, because they claim a coordinated right-wing disinformation campaign. Really, we'll see what is actually going on with that. We've also got Twitter introducing a new policy during what they call crisis situations, which is basically if a transgender gets called a man on Twitter, that's a crisis situation in their eyes, saying that they're going to slap more warning labels, more censorship on tweets. The woke employees, some of whom are being fired right now, are really trying to get their digs in before a potential takeover by Elon Musk. The fallout from the Buffalo shooting continues, with New York Governor Kathy Hochul announcing that they're going to create a new police unit to combat, quote, hate speech, which, as we know, is basically thought crime. But in the UK, we have a top cop who says that because the lowest ever proportion of actual crimes are being solved, they should stop focusing on speech offences. We're also going to talk about a CDC study, or a new set of figures released, where they say they're investigating, in the United States, 180 cases of children with hepatitis of unknown cause. It's a total mystery, despite the fact that it's happening worldwide. It's happening in the UK, and top health experts in the UK have said precisely what has caused it. And we'll go on to talk about what has caused it. The mainstream media, legacy media in the United States, aren't even mentioning. Meanwhile, the WHO is to make lockdowns part of its official pandemic guidance, despite the fact that there's voluminous evidence that lockdowns have been an absolute disaster, major studies attesting to that fact. We also have a TV presenter in the UK saying that food shortages will lead to cannibalism. And he was only half joking when he made that prediction. Of course,
massive global wheat shortages. We have top Russian officials now warning of a global famine likely to happen this year because basically of the world's support for the current thing. Joe Biden's failed to comment on one mass shooting that occurred in America last weekend in addition to the Buffalo shooting because it didn't fit the narrative. We're going to get into that. And the LGBT flag, if you could believe this was physically possible, is now adding more colors. Yeah, if you didn't think it was an ugly mess to begin with, a vomit of rainbows, basically, now it's going to be even more complex to satiate another extreme minority group. Meanwhile, Disney announces LGBT clothing line for children. Apparently, their complete collapse in favorability isn't deterring them from satiating the woke mob. We have a criminal, a dangerous thought criminal, who put tire marks on an LGBT crosswalk in Canada. We're actually in Florida.
That's good.
Now being ordered by a judge to write 25 pages of LGBT fiction. Yes, his thought crime will be punished with re-education on how this oppressed minority group is really so downtrodden, despite the fact that literally every major corporation, every major government, the judicial system punishes its critics with social re-education campaigns. We're going to get into all that and a host more on the other side. This is the Summit News Hour, summit.news. Don't go away. We'll be back. We are live, and we're going to start with lockdown, with the continuing devastating impact that global lockdowns have had on mental health and on health itself. We have this headline out of summit.news. CDC now investigating 180 cases of children with hepatitis of unknown cause. It's a complete mystery to them. CDC is now investigating 180 cases of children with hepatitis of an unknown cause. Although health experts in the UK know what the cause is, and they've already basically said what it is. Yet the CBC reported, or CNBC, sorry, that they just have no clue why there's this sudden spate of hepatitis cases, not just in the United States, but across the world, where kids are having to have urgent organ transplants. Kids in Ireland have died. There have been 5 deaths in the United States so far. And they're just holding their hands up and saying, we don't know why this is happening. They reported, quote, adenovirus infection is being investigated as being the possible cause, with nearly half the kids testing positive for the pathogen. Now, what they don't tell you is that adenoviruses normally lead to causing the common cold. But because kids have weakened immune systems because of lockdown, they're unable to fight it off. And then it gets worse and it becomes the hepatitis infection. That's the reason why there are hepatitis cases in children now exploding all over the world. And people, experts in the UK have said that, yet there's no mention of it throughout this entire CNBC article or in any of the other legacy media articles that I saw yesterday. Professor Simon Taylor Robinson said, I think it's likely that children mixing in kindergartens and schools have lower immunity to seasonal adenoviruses than in previous years because of restrictions. In other words, because of lockdown, because these kids have not been socialized, they've not been around other kids enough. The mask wearing has also played a part. Their immune systems are basically shot. Whether the vaccines have any additional impact in terms of crippling their immune systems is certainly up for debate, but there's no debate that lockdown has weakened children's immune systems and made them more prone to all these other viruses. The professor went on to say, quote, this means they could be more at risk of developing hepatitis because their immune response is weaker to the virus because of this absolute hysterical panic about keeping kids away from each other, despite the fact, for example, in the UK, even during the height of the coronavirus pandemic, children under the age of 15 were more likely to be killed by falling over putting their pants on than from COVID-19 virus itself. But now they are at risk for all these other horrible viruses. Now, in this CNBC article, which completely failed to mention that health experts in the UK have already explained this, it's due to lockdowns that they supported. They said the CDC is still conducting lab tests to see if the COVID virus might also be a possible cause. Every time there's a new outbreak of some weird virus that they can't explain, they always blame it on COVID itself. Despite the fact that the children impacted in the initial cluster of cases in Alabama in this hepatitis outbreak did not have COVID-19. So they're studying the wrong thing. They should be studying the drastic consequences of lockdown. And again, it's not just physical health, it's mental health. We had an article last week where the Royal Society Open Science Journal found that lockdowns in the UK caused around 60,000 children to suffer clinical depression. And of course, those are only the numbers who are being vocal about it, who are going to doctors, therapists, getting treatment for it. The actual number is probably far higher. We featured before a prominent study by Johns Hopkins University concluding that global lockdowns have had a much more detrimental impact on society than they have produced any benefit, with researchers urging they are ill-founded and should be rejected as a pandemic policy instrument. Yet, what is the WHO out doing today? Making lockdowns part of official pandemic guidance. Again, despite the fact that Sweden did not impose any strict lockdown measures or mask mandates at any step of the way, and their mortality rate per capita was one of the lowest in Europe. What they did worked, and everyone ignored it because the technocrats need that power. They need that precedent to lock us down again. Who knows what they're going to do with this monkeypox thing? Again, despite the fact that it's not very infectious at all, the media is slowly building up that drumbeat of panic around monkey virus to probably try and get the mask mandates back in place, despite the fact that that doesn't even stop it from being transmitted. WHO to make lockdowns part of official pandemic guidance. Daily Skeptic reports the World Health Organization is to make lockdowns and other non-pharmaceutical interventions intended to curb viral spread of the official pandemic guidance. So again, they're taking what didn't work, what caused disastrous consequences in terms of mental health, physical health, the economy, poverty, and they just said, we're going to apply it once again when the next pandemic comes along, which Bill Gates has obviously promised. Now, I made a video about this yesterday. I'm still seeing parents with baby strollers, with prams. Either the parents are still wearing masks, literally 4 months after all legal mask mandates ended in England, and in some cases, the kids are still wearing masks too, despite the known cognitive disorders that they're causing for a generation of babies and toddlers. This video is called They Just Won't Stop. Here it is. More evidence emerging of the tremendous damage that lockdowns and other restrictions have had on the cognitive development of infants. This time it's the Royal College of Speech and Language Therapists sounding the alarm bell. The Telegraph reports, experts said that repeated lockdowns had left young children without the chance to play and learn how to communicate, setting back their development. Assessments show that 1 in 5 children are not meeting expected standards by age 2.5, with thousands likely to need help such as speech and language therapy. A recent report by Ofsted came to a similar conclusion. Investigators found that infants who were surrounded by adults wearing face masks for much of the past 2 years has damaged their learning and communication abilities. Those turning 2, quote, will have been surrounded by adults wearing masks for their whole lives and have therefore been unable to see lip movements or mouth shapes as regular. The restrictions also left toddlers struggling with crawling, using the toilet independently and making friends. Therapists are unable to keep up with the demand. They're being flooded, with one speech therapist reporting a 364% increase in patient referrals of babies and toddlers.
Jacqueline Teak says during this pandemic, her speech therapy clinic has seen an enormous shift in the ages of their patients. Before the pandemic, only 5% of patients were babies and toddlers. Today, it has soared to 20%. Many parents calling it COVID delayed.
We've seen a 364% increase in patient referrals of babies and toddlers from pediatricians and parents.
And they are children that are having a difficult time speaking.
Speech delayed.
Babies start learning how to speak by reading lips as young as 8 months. So what happens when lips and faces are covered up by masks?
We're seeing a lot of things that look just like autism. They're not making any word attempts and not communicating at all with their family.
Another study out of Germany found that the reading ability of children has plummeted compared to pre-corona times thanks to lockdown policies that led to the closure of schools. And even here in England, where there haven't been any face mask restrictions in place for months, I still see masked parents walking around everywhere with toddlers and babies. You'd think these parents would have at least questioned what impact constantly covering their face has had on their own children. But apparently not. And they just won't stop. And we have yet more research out on this today. Again, this is out the Daily Skeptic. Youngest children most harmed by lockdowns, research finds. The youngest children have been most affected by lockdowns and school closures during the COVID pandemic, with new research finding the educational progress and social development of 4- and 5-year-olds suffered severely during their first year at school. Aggressive behavior, such as biting and hitting, feelings of struggling in class or being overwhelmed, are now commonplace. They've wrecked an entire generation of children. Who's going to take responsibility for it? And who's going to stand up to the WHO and say, no, we're not going to lock down again. It was a disaster. It's not happening again.
Broadcasting internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, the deep state suffered a big blow yesterday when it was forced to suspend its creepy Ministry of Truth disinformation board, and they said they did so on the premise that the right wing, the conservative media, had engaged in a coordinated campaign of disinformation to mischaracterize the true intention of this body, which again is quite ironic given it was headed up or planned to be headed up by Nina Jankowicz, dubbed the Mary Poppins of disinformation, somebody who has a history replete with pushing the most egregious disinformation you could ever imagine. We have a headline here up on summit.news. Government claims DHS disinfo board is shut down because of disinfo. Again, that's incredibly ironic because they cite the reason for shutting it down being disinfo, but that narrative is literally disinfo. It wasn't a coordinated smear campaign. It's called legitimate criticism. And I made a video about this earlier today. Big sis is big mad. Here it is. Big sis is big sad. The Department of Homeland Security has been forced to suspend its creepy disinformation board before it even got off the ground. And its would-be leader, Nina Jankowicz, isn't taking it too well.
So every characterization of the board that you've heard up until now has been incorrect. And frankly, it's kind of ironic that the board itself was taken over by disinformation when it was meant to fight it.
Yeah. You know what's also kind of ironic? A unit to fight disinformation being headed up by you, the queen of disinformation. You claimed the deep state doesn't exist.
Talking about the deep state and things like that, which is a thread among conspiracy communities here in the United States, that there is this secret cabal here in Washington working to undermine the American people. It couldn't be farther from the truth.
That's disinformation. You promoted the claim that the Hunter Biden laptop story was Russian propaganda. That's disinformation. You cited Christopher Steele as an expert on disinformation, the author of the infamous Trump P-Gate dossier, which was wholly a product of disinformation. You defended and excused the behavior of Ukrainian paramilitary groups, including the Azov Battalion, while they were literally committing war crimes. That's disinformation. You falsely characterized parents' legitimate concerns about critical race theory being taught in schools as disinformation. That's disinformation. Disinformation. It's okay when we do it.
It's kind of ironic.
Then the disinformation board is being shut down because of disinformation.
Isn't it interesting how there's almost a total Venn diagram overlap between disinformation and information that embarrasses the regime. Funny that, isn't it? Almost like the entire contrived moral panic over disinformation is just an excuse to shut down legitimate dissent.
It's kind of ironic.
As journalist Glenn Greenwald notes, she complains about right-wing disinformation scuppering the DHS disinfo board when the most devastating indictment of the whole operation and her was published by The Nation, a left-wing news outlet.
It's kind of ironic.
Newsflash. Large numbers of people being rightly concerned about the government literally launching a Ministry of Truth isn't a coordinated attack, isn't right-wing disinformation. It's speaking truth to power.
All these sensationalist narratives about what the board was, what people thought the board was going to do are completely wrong. It was a coordinating mechanism.
Oh, don't worry, everyone. It was just a coordinating mechanism.
This isn't happening. Everyone look away, please. Nothing to see here.
That just happened to be led by someone who literally said free speech makes her shudder. By someone who said free speech was like, quote, fairy dust, suggesting it doesn't even exist. By somebody who demanded the power for trustworthy regime propagandists like her to edit your tweets.
And I am eligible for it because I'm verified. But there are a lot of people who shouldn't be verified who aren't, you know, legit, in my opinion. I mean, they are real people, but they're not trustworthy. Anyway, so verified people can essentially start to edit Twitter the same sort of way that Wikipedia is, so they can add context to certain tweets.
This initiative wasn't involved in policing speech, and neither was I.
No, they're not policing your speech. They're just editing your tweets. By someone who wrote a book replete with bizarre hypothetical scenarios about men being sexist to her on the street, deploying the same words they use on social media. One example being TikTok, that's the sound of your biological clock ticking. Better go home and try to make a baby before it's too late, sweetheart.
No eggs. You don't have any jokes.
By someone who wrote in said book that such misogynists should be arrested by the police. By someone who called Elon Musk a, quote, online abuser. By someone who said America was too free-spirited. By someone who said the lockdowns weren't draconian enough. By someone who literally tweeted, quote, force away, lock us down. And by someone who sang with zealous glee about wanting to step on her enemies.
I want to be rich, famous, and powerful. Step on all my enemies and never do a thing.
But according to Jankowicz, she's a nuanced, reasonable person.
I have prided myself over my career of being a really nuanced, reasonable person.
Hold up, Scary Poppins. Let's do a quick recap. Free speech is sinister, shudder-inducing, and shouldn't exist. Approved regime apparatchiks should have the power to edit and censor your tweets. The government, run by her, gets to decide what's free speech and what's disinformation. Men should be thrown in prison for online misogyny and lock me down hard. Harder, daddy. So reasonable.
Reasonable person.
None of that sounds nuanced or reasonable, but it does totally sound like a narcissistic control freak and someone who shouldn't be in charge of anything remotely related to free speech. She also ludicrously claims that she was non-partisan.
To say that I'm just a partisan actor was wildly out of context.
You amplified the P-Gate dossier, a piece of actual disinformation that the regime pushed to try to stop Trump winning the election. You ceaselessly raged against Trump before the election, then amplified the actual disinformation that Russia interfered in it to help him win. You called on people to vote for Hillary Clinton, literally tweeting hashtag I'm with her, while claiming a Trump win would embolden ISIS. Trump actually destroyed ISIS. You were recruited by a left-wing anti-Trump resistance group in 2017. Your BFF is Taylor Larrea out of Doxing Conservatives, the same left-wing activist who said you should be, quote, off limits from criticism, and you've got the nerve to claim you're non-partisan.
I'm just a partisan actor was wildly out of context.
Do you think we're stupid? Evidently, the answer is yes. Now, there was an excellent article written by John Nolte out of Breitbart on this very subject. Washington Post debases itself in eulogy to Biden's fascist disinformation board, and he lists, or goes through a list, of the fact that these same deep state regime entities that get to decide what's disinformation and what's not, this is what they were responsible for. that telling us that Trump was a Russian spy, the coronavirus vaccine would stop the spread, global warming is real, it's not, Black Lives Matter rioters are immune to the virus, remember that, inflation is transitory, raising taxes lowers inflation, Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation, the Capitol Hill police officer was beaten to death by Trump supporters, all that was, of course, completely false, yet the same regime that came out with all that weaponized, harmful disinformation thinks it gets the right to set itself up as the ultimate